Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today, we meet our overall category winner who wrote on the theme Go Wild. This is Lola Mae McCormack.
Hi, I'm Lola Mae McCormack and I'm 12 years old from Galway. My story is called Going Wild in Lockdown. Reading my story really puts me back to the time that I wrote it. I just was thinking about how I love playing with my brothers outside and I have so many memories from the summer. But during COVID, we couldn't really go out to the beach or to the playgrounds. I was just thinking about that and thinking how it was the same for animals in the zoo and animals in captivity. Even me reading it back, it makes me think very hard about how much I love just meeting up with my friends and going out. As soon as lockdown was finished, I was meeting up with my friends, like climbing trees, playing in the local park, playing basketball, tennis, like... As soon as lockdown was over, I was straight back out again. I really like John Green's books, especially The Fault in Our Stars. I've read it too many times to count. He builds up the characters very well, and his stories are very well written, and he just really captures the emotion really well. It's very relatable. I'm in a writing club every Thursday on Zoom with Sarah Webb, so whenever there's a writing competition coming up, she tells us. So I enter whenever I can. It feels like a bit of an escape from reality because sometimes it's harder to speak and I find it easier to write in poems or stories so I can express my feelings in that way instead. I definitely like to write one or two books. I got my first short story published in a book, Irish Tales from the Past, Bedtime Stories. That was really cool to see the book that I was in the stories and stuff. This is my story, Going Wild in Lockdown. I hope you like it. Going Wild in Lockdown, Lola Mae McCormack. My mum always says I'm like a wild animal, running, screeching about with my brothers all the time, climbing trees and hiding out in my den. Sometimes I pretend I'm a lioness, hunting for prey for my cub, sneaking around the long grass. Then I see it. A zebra, standing alone, drinking. I pounce onto its back. My big brother laughs and gallops around with me on his back before he throws me onto the trampoline and tickles me until tears run down my face. We have a nice lolly. And then I lie on the hammock and warm my belly in the afternoon sun. I don't hear the elephant sneaking up on me. Now I'm soaked with freezing cold water from the garden hose and my friend is howling with laughter. If this is what it's like being a wild animal, then it's very, very fun. But now I also know what it feels like to be a captive animal. We are in lockdown. Not just me, but the whole country. We must isolate ourselves to stop the spread of coronavirus, which is a deadly virus. I'm not allowed to see my friends, and all the parks and playgrounds are closed. Mostly, it is very quiet, except for the birds. Sometimes I can hear the children down the road playing pirates in their back garden cage, but I can't see them. No matter how hard I try to fill up the day, I just can't. I'm used to jumping and leaping around outside, but now the only jumping and leaping I can do is onto the bed, and that's not the same. I get to go for short walks, but I want to be going wild in the woods with my friends. It makes me wonder about all the animals in the zoo enclosures, like the big cats whose real home is in the wild. I wonder about the lions, who cannot show off their power to their pride. About the cheetahs, who have no space to show off their brilliant speed. The delivery man comes wearing a mask and gloves, leaves our parcels at the door like a zookeeper, and backs away quickly. I wonder if this will ever end. I'm pessimistic at the worst of times. No one can tell me when lockdown will end, when it will be safe to go outside again. But when it does, I'm going to go absolutely wild.
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!